with a look at the news this morning. Here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. A search will resume today for a missing 22-year-old Purdue University senior who was last seen swimming Sunday afternoon in Lake Freeman. Sean Matty of Minnesota was at a party. Indiana Conservation Officer Matt Tholen told our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 that a day of searching Monday turned up nothing.
Anything we can find, any clue, anything like that. We also had a fixed-wing plane from the state police fly over and hopefully look in the open fields, the ditches and stuff in the area.
Tholen says friends spent 6 hours looking for Matty before calling police. Matty is a fifth-year running back on Purdue's football team. Police and family members of two missing women are interested in an autopsy to be performed today on the body of a woman found Sunday in Fall Creek on the far northeast side. Indianapolis Metro Police spokesman Kendale Adams.
We're not able to determine any type of identity, not even a race at this point, because the body is so decomposed.
The families of IU student Lauren Spearer and 74-year-old Noblesville grandmother Dorothy Mae Hurd spent much of June searching for their loved ones and continue to wait for news. Indianapolis police say they have been in touch with investigators working on both cases. The University of Notre Dame hopes to turn a vacant brick building on South Bend's west side into an arts and culture center. The city's Redevelopment Commission has approved a tentative plan to provide $930,000 toward repairing the building. Notre Dame will provide an additional $1.5 million. The next step is to work out a memorandum of understanding between the city, South Bend Heritage, and the university. The building is across the street from IU's Civil Rights Heritage Center and down the block from the Center for History and Studebaker National Museum. High winds that toppled trees on the IU Bloomington campus in late May have damaged a bronze sculpture of a nude Adam and Eve that has stood at the edge of Dunn Woods for more than four decades. Eve emerged unscathed, but the sculpture of Adam sustained a dent in his head, a broken ankle, and damage to the plate that held the sculpture in place. The campus art curator says IU is having the sculpture evaluated to see if it can be repaired and how much that would cost. A report says there's been too little progress in tackling how the symptoms of heart disease differ in men and women. Some symptoms of heart disease in women don't show up in standard cardiac tests, and women are more likely to die in the year after a first heart attack. Emory University cardiologist Dr. Nanette Wegner, who co-wrote the report, says while overall deaths in men have been dropping in recent years, the improvement has been slower in women. She says part of the reason for such a lack of understanding is because heart-related studies still don't focus enough on women. And experts have blamed most of the risk for autism on inherited genes. Now one of the largest studies of twins and autism shifts the focus to the womb. It suggests that the mother's age and health may play a larger role than was thought. The study found a higher-than-expected rate of autism in fraternal twins. Those are twins that aren't genetically identical and are more like regular siblings, but they do share their mother's womb for 9 months. The study didn't try to determine what factors increase risk during pregnancy, but experts say they could include stress, diet, infections, a mother's age, and medications. The study was led by a Stanford University researcher. WFYI weather for today, sunny with a high of 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high 88, Thursday's high 84, and then mostly sunny and hot for the weekend. Right now it's clear, 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 7:34 now. In sports this morning, there's a big game on the schedule for the Indiana Fever later tonight. They'll host